This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Riding for life. Heather Jordan is with our KNX Helpful Honda Heroes of the Week. Some cyclists who are raising awareness for living organ donation.
Did you know that you can donate an organ while still living a full, healthy life? Well, Mark Scotch has done it not once, but twice. He's donated part of his liver and one of his kidneys and is still an avid cyclist. Mark says there can be age limits when donating. He was over the age of 60 when he screened to donate part of his liver to a baby girl, but he still qualified.
Obviously, it's a great feeling to be able to help somebody at this level. Especially with my liver donation, being able to donate to a 9-month-old baby, and now she's 2.5 years old, and she will, you know, have a life way beyond mine. It's rather unique, and it's kind of overwhelming at times. But I think the thing that drives me most is the fact that there is a solution out there, and it's so obvious and it's so simple. It's just people have to be aware that there's a need, urgent and dire need. People are dying every day, but we have the solution. It's right in front of us. It's so simple.
Mark has a remarkable story. He's sharing it with the world and advocating for living organ transplants. He's created the Organ Trail, special bike rides that highlight the need for living donors. And on Friday, April 4th, he'll be cycling with a small group from Santa Monica to Children's Hospital Los Angeles, then to Keck Medicine of USC, where Mark underwent surgery in 2022.
There are actually 103,000 people waiting for a transplant currently in the United States, and 17 people die each day. Of those 103,000, 90,000 need a kidney and 9,400 need a liver.
Ernie Vialon is a donor coordinator at Keck Medicine of USC, and he will be one of the RNs riding along with Mark. He has spent his career helping people who need a transplant.
Living donors help bridge that gap of those people needing transplants, and living donation is something that people can do and still lead a normal and healthy life. And the reality is that people wait in the Los Angeles area where Keck is about 8 to 10 years for a kidney transplant. And so this helps shorten that waiting time. If someone can find a living donor, they can get their transplant sooner and live longer and have a better life afterwards.
I would believe that a lot of people are hesitant to take this step. Explain to me a little bit more of the process of getting screened.
Well, all donors are evaluated in terms of their health and their readiness to donate. You know, we evaluate people and make sure that donation is a healthy option for them. Not only, you know, the organ that they're going to donate is going to be the best quality for the recipient, but also that person can live a healthy life afterwards. And then what we do need to make sure is that they have a commitment to maintaining a healthy weight, a healthy diet, following up with routine care with their physicians to make sure that they aren't developing high blood pressure or kidney problems down the line, or liver problems down the line if you donated liver.
I bet this work is really fulfilling.
It's kind of a mix. It's incredibly uplifting to be a part of these life-changing moments, because you're literally changing someone's life by giving them a second chance. With living donors, it's even more uplifting because I get to have a good sense of our humanity and what people will do to help their fellow person.
Mark, before we go, explain to me how the Organ Trail was created. I understand it had to do with your first organ donation, your kidney, and a random man that you met in Louisiana who was waiting for a transplant.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do when I met this guy in Louisiana, when I told him I donated a kidney, I was under the assumption that I had to go to Louisiana to make this happen, and because I didn't know any better. So I started talking to his coordinator. She said, well, you have to come down to Louisiana. It's going to be multiple times. If you are a match, then you have to stay here, you know, come down before surgery, stay after. So I started thinking, man, I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Louisiana. So I like to ride bike, and I instantly started thinking about, well, how can I turn this into some bike rides? Well, as it was, I found out I didn't have to go to Louisiana through the National Kidney Registry voucher program. I learned I could do everything in Wisconsin. But like Ernie mentioned, when I was going through my research, I read that 13 people die every day waiting for a kidney transplant. And that's where the Oregon Trail kind of spark came from. It's like, well, if I'm going to be riding my bike anyway, why don't I turn this into some kind of awareness ride? Because I had never heard that. My wife had never heard that stat. And it was just like, you know, how many other, maybe thousands of people don't know this? And the first ride was 7 months after my kidney surgery. I rode Wisconsin to Louisiana to meet Hugh, the guy that I met at the bar. I had donated, and he had got a kidney from Southern California. And through the National Kidney Registry Voucher Program, my kidney went to New York. What they do is they look at the donor and make the best match of their 100 transplant centers all across the United States. So I instantly recognized the power of the voucher program, because as a donor, you want your organ to go to the best match to do the most good. So my kidney went to New York, and Hugh got a kidney from Southern California. So my first ride was from Wisconsin, Louisiana. And then I thought, why not ride the routes of the kidneys? So I rode from Martha's Vineyard back to Wisconsin to represent my kidney going to New York. And then I rode from Southern California back to Louisiana to trace the route of Hugh's kidney coming from Southern California to Louisiana. And then my wife donated her kidney as well. As I was going through my evaluation of July of 2020, she was in a room by herself while I was getting tested at one point during the day. And she goes, I don't know why I'm not looking at this too. So she decided to get evaluated, and she donated in January of 2023. And her kidney went to somebody in Illinois, and she gave the voucher to a little boy in Minneapolis. So we did a Midwest ride in the spring of 2024. So the ride from Southern California that we're going to do right now, starting April 4th, is really about my liver donation. My ultimate goal, I'm going to ride from LA back to my home in Wisconsin. It's going to take two different rides, but the first ride is LA to Denver via Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Salt Lake City.
This is so much information, and it's so powerful. The difference that both of you are making and all the people that you are involved with, you're really making a difference out there. I want to thank you both for all that you're doing and for taking the time to chat with me about all this today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
The websites to get connected are markscotch.com. That's Mark, S-C-O-T-C-H.com. And you can also go to keckmedicine.org/services/transplant. KNX Helpful Honda Heroes are made possible only by your SoCal Honda dealers. Follow them on social media at SoCal Honda Dealers to see how the Helpful Honda guys and gals in blue are surprising people with random acts of helpfulness. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.